Ladies and gentlemen, we now have our Q&A session. If you have a question, please press the asterisk and one key on your telephone. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press two and asterisk. So if you have a question, press one and asterisk. Give us just a second for the first question. The first question comes from Alexander Hübner from Reuters.
Good morning, everybody. Sorry, I have a cold. This is why my voice is a little bit rough, but I have a brief question. The forecast increase for the ongoing year and the forecast for next year, what does it mean for the dividend? For this year, you determined the dividend to be €2. Might there be a change? Might the dividend end up higher? And what about next year? What do you expect when it comes to the dividend?
Thank you, Mr. Hübner, for your question, and I hope that your cold will be better. So the dividend will be higher than €2. We hope that we will achieve the €2.50 we decided on to be the dividend for 2025. The decision will be taken by the management board and the supervisory board, and of course, the AGM has to approve that. However, a good earnings development will give us more leeway, more room to maneuver when it comes to the dividend.
And the dividend for 2024, is there also a forecast?
Well, the usual way, Mr. Hübner, is that we always make a proposal to the decision-making bodies, the management board and the supervisory board, on the dividend. However, if the earnings are higher, the dividend will also probably be higher. So we would like to increase it from €2 to €2.50 for the year 2025. So this is our target.
Thank you very much. And the next question comes from Stefan Weyer from dpa. The floor is yours.
Good morning, gentlemen. On Friday, we got the Allianz figures, and we could see that the figures were severely impacted by the developments in Germany. I don't see any impact in your case when it comes to the weather conditions Allianz reported about. Were there any impacts in the third quarter? And if the impacts were not that severe as the ones for your competitors, how comes? Did you have other means to secure you against these weather conditions?
Sorry, there's an echo on the line. Now it's better. Apologies for that. Well, the statement that the weather conditions are less serious, have a lower impact in the south of Germany, is true, and the P&C business in Germany refers to 3% of the group revenues, and after the consolidation of Liberty in Latin America, you can see the impact even becoming smaller. Could you give us a figure? Any numbers? I mean, Allianz reported about three weather conditions, which cost them €600 million. I will come back to you with the precise figure, but it's not on the large loss list. And the weather conditions in Italy were much more expensive. They cost us, for example, €130 million in our large loss business. But when it comes to the storms and the electricity breakdowns in the south of Germany, it was not that expensive. Hannover Re had to pay most of it, but in Italy we also have a P&C business, and the holding, the Talanx AG, is also covering some of the costs. And I learned from the colleagues that we're talking about €32.5 million. This is what we paid. Oh, sorry, I have to correct myself. It's €21.5 million we paid for the large loss situation in the south of Germany. €21.5 million. This is the storm Lambert.
This is Lambert, the storm Lambert, exactly.
And
Allianz reported about 3 storms. So this is what is on our large loss list. It is the storm I just reported about, which happened in the south of Germany. Thank you very much for your question. So that's it. I don't have a further question. And the next one comes from Klaus Brune from Plato. The floor is yours. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking my question. Congratulations on your wonderful result. And I have 3 questions. You did not have that many large losses in this year. What makes you so confident that when it comes to next year, and everybody is talking about the large losses, which will become more frequent, how comes that you're so optimistic that you will have a successful year? Now, the combined ratio, you talked about 2 special effects. You talked about the lower interests in the large loss sector, and you talked about inflation adjustments. What about the combined ratio? How would it look like without these two extraordinary effects? Then ROE, you said that you would like to stay modest when it comes to the ROE of 18%. So what is the realistic target? So if you're talking about everything which is higher than 10%. Thank you so much for your question. When it comes to the large losses, then what you observed, that there is a trend towards more large losses, is correct, and this was especially true in the 3rd quarter, where we could see lots of natural disasters, like, for example, the hail in Italy, the burning forests in Latin America, then the earthquake in Morocco. The list was extremely long. That's true. But this is exactly our business. We are with Hannover Re, an insurance company for large losses, and this is what we're also reflecting in our higher premium payments. Of course, there will always be some ups and downs, some fluctuations, but on the basis of our calculations, we're more than optimistic that we're going to cope with these changes, and in the course of the year, the situation was not that severe because 300 million of the large losses came from the earthquakes in Turkey and Morocco. No, sorry, 400 million, 330 million in Turkey and 70 million in Morocco. But the rest, of course, came from climate changes. So we're quite optimistic that we can keep track of the growing bonuses and the higher prices. We can defend our margin. And the combined ratio, this brings me to your second question. Year on year, we had 1.7 percentage points of a discount effect resulting from higher interests, which are being used for the large losses, higher interests compared to what we had for the discounting of last year's large losses. And then we also have to take the inflation rate into account. But we were very conservative in our balance sheet, which means we did not allow it to drop down to the bottom line. We wanted to make sure that we're protected against adverse interest rate developments. So resilience has improved. But more information can be given to you, for example, on the occasion of the AGM. We have, for example, some expert opinions, and our balance sheet is always audited by independent actuators, which means I do expect that the figures will lead to more resilience of our reserves. We have been more conservative when booking and planning our reserves. And then return on equity. This was the 3rd question. Our long-term target in return on equity is to have more than 10%. 15% is our actual target. And at the moment, this is what everybody sees, is a huge tailwind blowing. This is true for the industrial lines business here. The market cycle is, of course, a little bit harder compared to the reinsurance business. And for next year, we expect a value of 15%. That was it. Thank you so much for answering my question. And the next question comes from Frederike Krieger from the Versicherungsmonitor. The floor is yours.
Good morning.
When it comes to industrial lines, could you give us a few more details, especially when it comes to the renewal round?
Thank you very much, Ms. Krieger, for the question. Well, the renewals in industrial lines depend on further price adjustments, especially in view of what was already mentioned, more large losses and more climate change impacts. We're still capable of making sure that this charge of large loss inflation is reflected in our products and prices, and of course, there are different pictures, different scenarios, depending on the segment we're talking about. But when it comes to the inflation adjustment, besides the things I've already mentioned, there are also things which refer to American-specific business, like the inflation aspect, where we can see higher increases being necessary in order to have a good premium basis in this segment. The prices, however, will not increase that dramatically as before, but they will increase in such a way that they can compensate for the inflation.
There is a follow-up question from Zhang from DPA, please.
Yes, the colleague already took it away. But we're talking about the price increase. I see the air in comparison with Allianz, the P&C in Q3. In comparison, there's a lower increase as in the second quarter. Could you mention a figure there? Because Allianz, I think, was a 7-point-something in the second quarter, plus 5-point-something now in the third quarter. I cannot give you a number, but I believe this depends on the inflation numbers are going down. Consequently, it's logically we have to look at this decrease in price. We have inflation's numbers that need to be adjusted. So the time the German car insurance that Hannover always places so prominently is about a 20% probably will be the price increase. Yes, that is the case that there's this small book that we have. We're going to have a price increase in order to compensate for the loss inflation. And the whole market operates in the combined ratio between 110 and 116. That's what their last figures that I heard. So with our necessary price adjustments. And for this year, honestly, we have our record loss, and we will expect to compensate for them. You said a small motor book. Does it mean that it shrank in the past years? No, it's just relative to the size of our group. We insure more cars in Brazil than in Germany. That has to do that in other countries, we have grown more significantly. Okay, so that makes sense. Thank you very much. Mr. Moritz, are there any other questions?
No, currently there are no other additional questions. So then I would like to give the floor back to Mr. Andreas Kosse. I would like to ask one question. We'll wait 10 seconds. If you push the button, we can see it here. Otherwise, I would like to wish you a wonderful day and a nice weekend. Thank you very much for having dialed in and listened to us. And we will hear from each other at the latest at the press conference, or maybe a little earlier. Thank you very much. See you around. Goodbye.